Good morning. Today's Daf and Dharma is Daf Yud. We are on the very bottom of Tesamud Beis. We're starting with the words Yibayisema, last two words of the Amud. The Gemara is endeavoring to understand who the author of our Mishnah is. Yesterday we opened up to our second Mishnah here in the Masechta. The Mishnah says that if you make Nidra Rishayim, if you want to make a Nidra, you know, like the Rishayim make. So, which is a funny statement I mentioned yesterday, meaning who wants to emulate Rishayim? The answer should be nobody. We're not perfect, but certainly we don't want to emulate Rishayim, but you make a neder, just like the Rishayim. So the Mishnah says that you make such a neder, so it works by nazir, it works by carbon, it works by neder. Okay, in other words, it's not, best practice is not to make a neder. That's best practice, right? By the way, just feel the tension in the Masechta. I know we're just right at the beginning of the daf today, and I'm not really interested in making a really large point at the beginning of the daf, but you could feel the tension, meaning Nedarim. We're learning a Masechta all about Nedarim. Is it good to do it? No. It's beferish. It's mamish. It's a simple pshat in the Mishnah here in the first parak of the Masechta. Can Nidre Rishayim? You know, Rishayim make a Neder. Okay, but if you want to do it, if you want to emulate the Rishayim, by all means, go ahead. Okay, fine. It's a really large point. Anyway, let me not get to macro. Let me go back to our Gemara. So anyway, so who's the author of our Mishnah? Now, when I say that, what's the diuk in the Mishnah? You go on to the next part of the Mishnah. However, when it comes to Nedava, so Kasher people make Nedavas. Kasher people are not going to make a Neder, but a Kasher person is going to make a Nedava. So good, that's what we learned in the Mishnah. What's the difference between Neder and Nedava? So there are technical differences between Neder and Nedava, but the Ron said yesterday, and the Ron says it again today's daf as well, that the real difference between Neder and Nedava, aside from the technical differences, is whether or not it's Belev Shalem or it's not Belev Shalem. The way I described it yesterday, not exactly the language of the Ron, but the way I described it yesterday is the Neder is basically, there's an appeal. Okay, good, I'm going to pledge. Okay, good, I'm pledging. Great.
I don't know, but
okay, you're right, correct. So I'm pledging. Okay, good. Everyone can pledge. It's okay, good. You made a pledge. It's very nice. But in other words, but then you have to pay it, and what's it called? You're getting your third letter in the mail, and you know you haven't paid it yet, and you did pledge, and okay, good. So that's neder. Nedava, on the other hand, here's the money. Okay. So in other words, the Ron says that the nedava is just it's a stronger commitment. And so a kosher person will make a nedava, but the kosher person is not going to make a neder. Okay. And again, just using the language of the Mishnah, the Rosh is going to be making the neder. Okay, good. And if you want to do that, by all means. Okay. So who's the author of the Mishnah? So I asked that question with the fact that yesterday we introduced ourselves to a Braisa. On the bottom of Tesamud Aleph, so the Gemara quotes the Braisa, Tova Shelo Sidur. The Braisa opens up with the Pasuk in Koheles that says that, you know what, if you make a neder, you should be Mishalim. You know what's even better than that? Don't make a neder. Don't make a neder. And so what is that? What's Pshan the Pasuk over there? So Rameir says, I'll tell you Pshan the Pasuk. Pshan the Pasuk is, don't make a neder. Meaning best practices, don't make a neder. That's Rabbi Meir's understanding of the Pasuk in Koheles. And Rav Yehuda says differently. Rav Yehuda says, Tov mizeh mizeh, neder mishalim. No, best practice is to make a neder and to pay your neder. Okay, fine. That's so it's a machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, as I pointed out yesterday. Rav Meir is really saying the simpler pshat in that pasuk in Koheles, but notwithstanding. Who is the author of our Mishnah? So yesterday we said the author of our Mishnah is Rav Meir. Rav Meir says best practice is not to make a neder. So the Gemara said, yeah, the best practice is not to make a neder, but making a nedava, that's different. Okay, that's what we said yesterday. Now what we're going to say today is something similar, but we're not going to focus on Rameir. We're going to focus now on Rabbi Yehuda. So that's the Ibai Sema, and that's where we're picking up from yesterday. So Ibai Sema, Afilo Tema Rabbi Yehuda. No, our Mishnah could be going like the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, and Kiyama Rabbi Yehuda, B'nedava, B'neder Lo Amar. So as far as Rabbi Yehuda is concerned, so Rabbi Yehuda says that best practice is to make a neder and to pay. But now all we're doing is we're just simply qualifying Rabbi Yehuda. He didn't mean neder. He meant nedava. That's best practice. So v'hakatani tov mizeh mizeh noder umekayem. Gemara says that's a good pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, except for the small little detail. That's not what he said. He said neder. So the Gemara says tanid nodev umekayem. So the Gemara says okay, no. So we have to edit the statement. We'll edit the statement. In other words, best practice for Rabbi Yehuda is to make a nedava. And be mishalim the nedava, which again going back to what we learned yesterday, by definition, when you're making a nedava, you're paying the nedava, right? The commitment and the payment are coming pretty much at the same time. Okay, maishan noda delo. So the Gemara says, okay, but you know what? I could still envision that. Look, what's your hang up with neder? The hang up with neder is like we said yesterday, and we're going to say again right now. And that is that by neder, so you made a commitment. Okay, you may not come through in your commitment. You may procrastinate, right? We all do. So okay, so that's what may happen. The Gemara says, I'll tell you what, even by nedava, there's room for error. Because even though it's true by nedava, so you set aside the animal, right? You want to be no divot carbon, so you set aside the animal. Okay. But now the animal now has a kedusha of a carbon. Okay, now, but you still have to bring it to Yerushalayim. And you may be in violation of Balta Acher, you may delay it. A lot can go wrong between now and you actually bring it. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Tamid Amar, maybe Kvasol Azar Makdisha, V'samach Alav V'shochta. So an idea that we saw yesterday's daf, and now we're seeing it again in today's daf. No, there is a way to successfully bring an Adava with almost no room for error. In other words, there no mishaps are going to occur. The Gemara quotes the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, which actually works out great because we're teaching up Rabbi Yehuda, so teaching Rabbi Yehuda, and we're happy also be giving the Shita Rabbi Yehuda as well. And that is that Rabbi Yehuda says that what you'll do is that you'll bring the carbon right up to the Azara. It's not a carbon yet. Sorry. You'll bring the animal right up to the Azara. And then what you'll do is you'll invest it with Kedusha right there by the entrance of the Azara. Now, Baal Ta'acher, unlikely. You're right there. Right? And Me'ila, also unlikely. You're right there. Meaning, if you follow that practice, so then chances of mishap are close to zero. Okay. I didn't say zero, but it's close to zero. So Teinach Nadava de Karbanas Nadava and Zero is Michael Amemra. So the Gemara says, great. I understand how you could formulate Nadava as it relates to a carbon is concerned and make it almost mistake free. Okay? Make it almost foolproof. But again, I know we asked this question yesterday. We're going to ask the question again today. How is there such a construct of Nadava when it comes to Naziris? Okay. Can you be a Nazir that's fully committed? So the Gemara says, sure. Rabbi Huda Latami Ditanya, Rabbi Huda Omer. So again, now if you recall yesterday, we asked basically the same question yesterday's daf. Yesterday we happened to have given a different answer. Okay. Shimon HaTzadik regarding the particular Nazir. So that was an answer yesterday. But here, why are we giving a different answer today to effectively the same question that we asked yesterday? Because in today's daf, we're working within Shitas Rabbi Huda. Meaning yesterday's daf, we wanted to describe our mission to go like Rabbi Meir. Fine. But now that we're within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, so it happens to be that it works out. Meaning because there are a couple of other statements of Rabbi Yehuda that are going to be in full alignment. So in today's daf, now that we have our mission going like Rabbi Yehuda, the stars align. It happens to be that Rabbi Yehuda also holds X. Rabbi Yehuda also happens to hold Y. So that's why our daf today, asking yesterday's questions but giving different answers today, but answers that are all in alignment with the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Tamid Detanya Belent and Abayis Rabbi Yehuda Amir Chasidim Rishonim Ayu Metam Lavi Karben Chatas. Okay, now I'm saying this with pun intended. By the way, it's such a Chasidish Amaisa, meaning, these poor Chasidim. In other words, they're not chote, and they want to bring a Karben Chatas. Okay, now mind you, by the way, in other words, the Chasidim over here that's being referenced to in the Gemara is obviously talking about the Chasidim Rishonim, right? In other words, the pre Chasidim, but but. From the little that I know, in other words, it sounds Chassidish, right? That they, huh?
When become a Nazir, they can break
them. Okay, good. So you already know the solution. So Chassidim Rishonim Ayim Misavim Lahavi Karben Chatzos. So they want to bring a Karben Chatzos. Sufishen Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe Tekala Yedehim, because they're not Chote. Okay. In other words, right? To be a Chassid Rishon, you have to be somebody who's not going to be a Chote. Okay. So Ma you owe him Om Demim Misnada Nazir Samakam Kedeshi Yischayv Karben Chatzos Samakam. Okay, good. So here's the solution. It's funny. I'd say the solution is to give birth, but that only satisfies half the population. There's the other half of the population that can't give birth. So okay, good. So what you'll do is you'll become a Nazir. So now that you become a Nazir, now you're going to be bringing a Karben Chatas. Because at the conclusion of Naziris, Naziris is not a Chait. Now, in a moment, we're going to modify that statement. We're going to challenge that statement. But being a Nazir is not a Chait. And since it's not a Chait, so therefore, here's an opportunity where you could do the right thing and bring a Karben Chatas. And now you'll be able to bring the full complement of Karbanos. Okay. By Chanukas HaMishkan, right? In Parshas Noso. So what did the Nesim do? They brought all the Karbanos, right? In other words, they gave the full complement of Karbanos. One of the Karbanos they gave is a carbon chatas. You look at Rashi over there in the psukim. So Rashi gives an explanation, right? Midrashic explanation in terms of why it is that they bring a carbon chatas. But even before that, in other words, I'm not sure if this is the simplest pshat, but I'll call it the simplest pshat. The simplest pshat is that you're inaugurating the Mishkan, and what do you want to do? You want to bring the full complement of karbanos. One of them is carbon chatas, which normally comes for a chait, I know. But in other words, this is Chanukah, this is inauguration, you'll bring the full complement of karbanos. Over here, like in a similar vein, like these chasinim are rishonim, who can't nebuch, they can't bring a carbon because they're not chote. So in other words, but they want to bring it. Why? Again, they want to bring the full complement of karbanos. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, okay, fine. So anyway, so what comes out over here? So this is Rav Yehuda now describing the chassidim arishonim who are bringing a carbon chatas, and we can now file that under the category of nedava. Meaning, again, in the context that we described yesterday, Ron says it, Mamsh, right over here. And that is, it's a real commitment. It's a full commitment. It's not that they're backing into Nazirus. It means that they're fully on board to being a Nazir, because really what their goal is that they want to bring a carbon chatas. Okay. As long as we quoted this brisa regarding the Shitas Rav Yehuda and the Chassidim Arishonim and their aspiration to bring to become a Nazir, so just so that they can bring a carbon chatas, the Gemara notes, not everyone's on board with this idea. There are those who disagree. Rabbi Shimon, Amar lo Nazir ben Nazir ela Rosalavi ola misna deva mevi shlamim misna deva mevi toda. So Shitas Rabbi Shimon says, look, you want to bring any carbon by all means. Ola, fine. Shlamim, fine. Carbon toda, and its complement of breads, that's fine. But carbon chatas, no. And don't become a nazir to bring a carbon chatas. Because you become a nazir, you're really a chote. Why? Because the Torah describes it. V'chiper alav me'asher chatal ha'nefesh. Now, in just a moment, what we're going to point out is that the Gemara is doing a little bit of a bait and switch in terms of which pasuk it quoted, describing the nazir as a chote. But hold that thought. I'll come back to that. I'll explain that better in just a moment. Amar Rabbi Shimon Atzadiv, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lazar, Kafir Kulan Shita Achasein. So as far as these three Tanaim says Abaye, okay, what's it called? I'm giving you a doctorate, even though, right, I always say this. And that is that throughout Shas, Abaye says, let's string together these Tanayim. And he does it mamish throughout Shas, right? The total number of times that he does it. Okay, at this point in time, I should remember every time, but like in other words, I should have a count. In other words, this happens all the time throughout Shas, where Abaye does this. So, and why does he do it? Why specifically Abaye? All right. So, but anyway, but he does it all the time. And over here is no exception. In other words, Abaye says, I'm going to string together three Tanaim who are Bishita Achas. Interesting Ron over here. Ron says that they don't all absolutely agree with one another in every detail, but they basically are affiliated to the same party. And that is not good to be a Nazir. So, the Nazir Chote Have. Shimon Atzadik, Rabbi Shimon Hadamaran. So, Shimon Atzadik and Rabbi Shimon, so we've covered all those two already. Shimon Atzadik, that's yesterday's daf. And Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, meaning Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. That's today's daf that we just got done going through. So we've covered those two. Rabbi Lazar Kafir, Rabbi Ditanya. And now one more Tana who's also in alignment. And that is the Ditanya, Rabbi Lazar Kafir, Rabbi Omer. V'chi perla, me'asher chatal nefesh, v'chi be'ez nefesh chatazeh, elo shetzir atzma menayayin. So the pasuk describing the Nazir says that he needs a kapara, asher chata al hanefesh, because he was chotei. And so, and what's the chait? So according to Rabbi Lazar HaKafar, Rabbi, the chait is that abstention. In other words, wine is wonderful. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us wine. We should be drinking wine. He feels he can't handle it and he has to abstain from it. Okay, you're a chote. And then the Gemara says, and valo dvarim kavachomer. Umazeh shalot zir atzmo elamin ayayin nikra chote mitzar atzmo mikol davar alachas kama v'chama mikan shakol ayosha betanis nikra chote. And the Gemara says, now you're called a chote for just abstention from wine. Imagine if your abstention is from all the luxuries of the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a world, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us to enjoy. And what do you feel like? I can't enjoy it? Allah has come the kama for sure. If you have full abstention, otherwise known as fasting, so for sure you're considered a chote. Okay. So what do we have over here? Abai's collection of Tanaim, who are all of the opinion that the Nazir is in fact a chote. Okay, this is a big topic, right? I'm not gonna belabor it because we're covering the daf. That's our goal every day. But this obviously is a really big topic in terms of the general hashkafa that we have regarding abstention. And when somebody says that he wants to refrain from enjoying the world, good thing, bad thing, right? Positive, negative. Okay. And what we get in the Gemara is that it's a machlokas. Machlokas ha-tanaim. It's a machlokas ha-tanaim. It ends up becoming a machlokas of Rishonim as well. The Rambam, the Ramban, on Chumash debate this very issue. Anyway. But just we're going to go back to the daf, and we're just going to focus now on the fact that of the Tanaim, two of them quote a pasuk. Now, here's what we're going to be able to do right now, and that is we're going to zoom into that pasuk because it is a little bit misleading. They are quoting the pasuk out of context. Okay, what is the pasuk describing? Somebody who became a nazir started counting his nazirus, and then he becomes tameh. Ah, so as we already went over a couple times, and this is basics regarding nazirus. And that is that he's got to start over. But before he starts over, so what he has to do is he has to bring now a new complement of karbanos. It also happens to be three karbanos, but not the three karbanos of the conclusion of his naziros, because he hasn't concluded his naziros. But he has to bring what's called nazir tameh, the karbanos of a nazir tameh. The Torah outlines exactly the karbanos he needs to bring. So, and then after that, now he's got to restart, now he's got to recount, and now he's got to finish his naziros. Now, so in other words, And then it's on that the Torah says I just lost the puzzle for a moment. V'chiper alav miyasher chatal nefesh, because he came into contact with nefesh, meaning the mace. So now v'chiper, now he needs a kapara on that chait. Oh, so let's go over what is really the simple pshat in the Torah. Simple pshat in the Torah is that you become a nazir, you successfully conclude your nazirus, yasher koach, you're good. Meaning you're not a chote. Oh, do you know when you become a chote? When you're a nazir and you become tameh, now you got to bring karbanos, and for that you're going to be a chote. So what's happening over here is that a couple of the tanaim are saying that pasuk teaches us that a nazir is a chote. Not if you're reading the Torah in context. The Torah in context is telling me the nazir by itself is fine. It's only when he becomes tameh, then and only then is he a chote. That's a simple pshat, but that's not how the tanaim are saying it. The question obviously begs: how can the Tanaim be looking at that pasuk and arriving at the conclusion that the Nazir in general, in total, is a chote? How did that happen? That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara gives a very simple, succinct answer. And that is shana bechet. Meaning, at this point in time, the Torah is articulating, I really had it with you. Right? In other words, I'm saying it like these Tanaim are saying it. I've had it with you. Meaning, already you become a nazir, right? That already is, in other words, no need for that. You shouldn't have done that. Again, everyone understand I'm expressing the views of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Lazar, Hakafer, Rebbe. So in other words, the Torah is basically saying, like, you shouldn't have done, who asked you to do that to begin with? Now, on top of that, now you're going to compound it by, now you became Tameh, and now you have to go through the Tahara process, bring Karbanos, and then finish your Naziris? Like, in other words, you were shown a Bechet. You compounded your error, and that's... But in other words, but the error already started when you became a Nazir. Okay? We have this Lashon in the Gemara Baba Kama with describing the Ganav who's Tavach Umachar. Right? You steal, okay, obviously that's an Aveira. And then on top of that Tavach Umachar, and what's the Torah's punishment? You have to pay four or five times the amount of the principal value of the item. And the Gemara Baba Kama says, yeah, kevesh hashana bechet, meaning you stole, and then on top of that, you shechted it, you sold it. In other words, you were shana bechet. So similarly, over here, that's how the Tanaim are understanding the psukim. Yeah, the Torah describes the chote to the nazir tameh, but you know what you did? In other words, all you did is just basically you piled on your own avera. You started off by becoming a nazir. Who asked you to do that? And now you became v'chule, et cetera, et cetera.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Let's say he didn't become tameh. Let's say he ate grapes or drank wine. Would he have to bring a korban
chatas? No. What's it called?
Just
yeah, yeah. Right, correct. Okay. Ha'omer. Okay. Adkan, I'm sorry. Let's pause over here. That's the first half of today's daf. Okay. And the first half of today's daf actually is really straightforward in that basically what just happened over here is We gave a second approach to yesterday's Mishnah. In yesterday's Mishnah, we said that making a neder is a rasha. You could do it, but in other words, you're basically falling under the category of Rishayim. Nedava is good, totally fine. Kshira make a nedava. And now the question we asked yesterday, but we repeat it again today, who's the author of our Mishnah? So in yesterday's daf, we said that the author of Mishnah is Reb Meir. In today's daf, we took a second approach. That's the Ibai Seim of today's daf. And that the author of our Mishnah is Reb Yehuda. Okay, we have to edit the statement of Reb Yehuda that we learned in yesterday's daf. Good, we edited it. But what it does is it fits in well with a couple of other statements of Reb Yehuda. Where Reb Yehuda says that, how can you be, right, the one statement of Reb Yehuda is that, how do you do a nedava and almost make it like a risk-free event where you're not going to come to any kind of takala? So Rav Yehuda says, I'll tell you what you do. You're misnadif to bring a carbon, but don't invest it with kedusha. In other words, set aside the animal and then bring it to the Azara, right at the entrance of the Azara. Now you invest it with kedusha. Good. And the other statement to Rav Yehuda, how by nazir do you have somebody becoming a nazir? Again, where it's a full commitment, Chassidim HaRishonim. Chassidim HaRishonim are a wonderful example, where the only reason why they want to become a nazir is so that they can bring a carbon chatas. And then that segued into the discussion of, is it at all advocated? Is it best practice to become a nazir? And that turns out to be a machlokas hatanaim. Rav Yehuda said yes, Rav Shimon says no, and Abai says, and by the way, I'll tell you who also agrees with Rabbi Shimon, that it's not the best practice to become a nazir. Adarabba, when you become a nazir, you're a bit of a chote. Okay. With that stated, we're on Yud Amud Aleph, and we now turn our attention to the next Mishnah, third Mishnah here, and now we're up to Kinuyim. Okay. So the Kinuyim is that instead of using the word carbon, I use other languages. Today, for the rest of today's daf, it's all going to be a discussion of slang words. Now, I say slang words. Slang is a good way to think about it, in that it's not the actual word used in the Torah, but it's acceptable slang. Okay, so instead of saying the word carbon, you say the word konam. Now, in a moment, we're going to get to a really basic machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. We referenced it at the beginning of the Masechta, but today's daf is really going to be the main source of the machlokas. What is this? What is it? What is this slang language? Okay, so in a moment, we're going to ask that question. But first, let's just quickly run through the Mishnah. The Mishnah Homer, Konam, Konach, Konas. Hare Elu Kinuim Lekarbon. So all these are slang terms that are acceptable languages to replace the word carbon. Okay, Chachamim don't want us using the word carbon, as I continuously say it in the course of the daf. So they don't want us using that word. Why not? Stay tuned. The Gemara is going to ask that question. The Gemara is going to answer that question. Cherek, Cheref. I'm not reading well today. Cherek, Cherech, Cheref. Hare Eli Kinuyim Lecherem. Okay, so I'll give you some slang words for cherem. Now, what is cherem? So cherem actually could be one of two things. It could either go to Kohanim or it can go to Bet HaKabayis. Okay, and if you want a little bit more information, if you're living out in the Galil, up in the north, so Stam cherem is LeKohanim. If you're living down the south, Stam cherem is LeBet HaKabayis. Okay, too much information. Okay, right now, cherem is just another way of donation. Let's say nice and simple right now. And again, instead of saying the word cherem, There are acceptable slang words that can be used. Okay, and the Mishnah just gave us the examples. Nazik, Naziach, Paziach, Hare Elu Kinuyim Naziris. Instead of saying the word Nazir, you want to use slang words. So the Mishnah says, I'll give you an assortment of slang words that are acceptable replacements. And finally, Shavusa Shikuka, or No Derbemoi, Hare Elu Kinuyim Lishvua. You want to make a Shvua, you don't want to use the word Shvua, you want to use replacement slang words. So the Mishnah gave us three different replacement slang words. Okay, good. Adkan divrei HaMishnah. So Itmar, Kinuyim. Okay, so now we can ask fundamental questions. And that is, what is a Kinui? So in other words, when we're saying these words that are not the actual words, but there are corrupted versions of the words, so what are we saying? So Machlokas, basic Machlokas. Rav Yochanan Amar Loshanuma saying. So Rav Yochanan says, you know what it is? It's called other languages. In other words, in other languages, Rav Yochanan doesn't identify which country is speaking this language. But in other words, instead of saying the word carbon, they describe carbon as konam. That's the language that they use. It's umos ha'olam. So Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar Lashon Shebadu Lem Chachamim Lios No Derbo Vechenu Amar Bechadosh Asher Badu Milibo. And according to Reish Lakish, no, it's manufactured language. In other words, it's a nickname that was legislated and instituted by Chazal. Chazal said, hey, instead of using the word carbon, use one of these words that we're providing for you. Use the word kona. It's manufactured language by Chazal. And by the way, he says, Ashebadulam chachamim, you know, that they invented. Invented language. I'll show you a place in Tanakh where we have this idea of invented. Right? Asher badumi libo. Okay, what's it called? I did a little tour of Navi. Good. My knowledge of Navi needs to improve significantly. Anyway, so this is in Malachim. It's in Perikid Beis. So this is the big divide between Rehavam down in the south, the son of Shlomo Melech, and Yeravam. Yeravam started he broke off. He seceded. He seceded from the union, and he broke off. And not only did he break off, but he created his own idols. He created his own he created a whole bunch of things, including he created his own yontif, a brand new yontif. Happens to be the new yontif that he created was on the 15th day of Cheshvan. Okay, I was thinking to myself, is today the 15th day of Cheshvan? No, we're a week away from the 15th day of Cheshvan. Okay, fine. Fine. So I definitely would have shuddered a little bit had the daf coincided with the 15th day of Cheshvan. But anyway, so fine. Anyway, the point is that Yeravam manufactured. So over here, we're just using the word Asher Badu. The Gemara just wants to tell us it's a word found in Tanakh. So over here, the Chachamim, according to Reish Lakish, manufactured language. Okay. So now, V'tam emay takin Rabban and kinuyim. So the question goes like this. According to Rav Yochanan, not much to ask over here, meaning what is konam? It's carbon, just in a different language. Okay, good. But according to Reish Lakish, what is, in other words, why would the Chachamim do that? Why would they manufacture language? What's their purpose? So V'tam emay takin Rabban and kinuyim, delo leima carbon, delo leima carbon. Well, obviously what they want us to do is a voice saying the word carbon. The Gemara says, that's great. Can I understand that just a little bit better? Velema carbon. What's the big deal? Just say the word carbon. So Dilma Amma carbon la Hashem. Because what you may end up doing is saying carbon la Hashem. The Gemara says, Velema carbon la Hashem. The Gemara says, okay, I'm still not getting it. So say carbon la Hashem. So Dilma Amar la Hashem velo Amar carbon the kamapikshem shemaim levatala. Here's the risk that you run. And that is that instead of saying the word carbon, you'll say the word la Hashem. And then somewhere between saying the word Lashem and saying the word carbon, I know it's funny, by the way, because the expression is carbon Lashem, but you may flip it around and you may say Lashem carbon. And after saying the word Lashem, you say to yourself, you know what? Nah, I changed my mind. And so what just happened is he said Shem Hashem and you said it for no reason. And that's Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatala. And we just learned a couple days ago here in Nedarim. That's serious. I mean, the Torah says it's serious. Lo sisa is shem Hashem l'shav. But in other words, but in the, a couple days ago in the daf, well, we learned how serious it is to be motzi shem shemayim levatala. You have to be put in nidui. Somebody hears, remember, this is what we just said a couple days ago in the daf. Somebody hears shem shemayim levatala and doesn't put him in nidui. The person who heard it should be put in nidui. He should be excommunicated. Okay. So it's serious. So it's so serious that according to Reish Lakish, what the Chachamim did is that because there may be a chance, think about how slim a chance we're talking about, there may be a chance that you'll say La Hashem and you won't say the word carbon, and you'll be Motzei Shem Shemayim Levatala. So what the Chachamim did is that they created now the slang language. So you won't run the risk. So therefore they created words like konam and konach. In other words, because no one's going to say konam La Hashem. Carbon La Hashem people will say because that's the pasuk. But konam, okay, that's why they invented the language. So that people won't be mostly shem shemayim levatala. V'tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, we're on the Amud Beis, Rabbi Shimon Omer, minayin lo yomer adam, la'ashem ola, la'ashem mincha, la'ashem toda, la'ashem shlamim. A person shouldn't say these things. Tam olamer, karban, la'ashem. Meaning, just open up a chumash, the beginning of Vayikra. Mamash, the beginning. A third pasuk into Vayikra. Carbon Lashem. So Kavachomer Mazishon is Kavin Alaska Shem Shemaim La Carbon Amar Torah. Carbon Lashem. So Levatala Al Achas Kama Vakama. meaning so much the Torah is concerned and considerate about the fact that you shouldn't be motzi shem shemayim levatala. Instead of saying Lashem carbon, the Torah says carbon Lashem. So can you imagine if we actually said Lashem with no reason whatsoever and we were motzi shem shemayim levatala? Alach es kama v'kama. Okay, so what do we have over here? Basic machlok, in other words, we were introduced in the Mishnah to the idea of kinuyim, and then the idea that there is slang language that's used, and what is that? So it's a machlok, it's between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. According to Rav Yochanan, it is foreign languages, that's perfectly acceptable, meaning, as the Ran said earlier in the Masechta, meaning language is all but just accepted communication between people. And instead of using Hebrew, we're using another language, so what? In other words, but it's clear what my intention is. So Konam and Konach are just simply other languages. And Reish Lakish will tell you, no, it's not other languages. It's actually invented language by the Chacham. And why they invented? So that we wouldn't violate the Isser of being Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatala. Lema Ketanai. The Gemara now suggests that this is really a Machlokas Tanayim, Beishamei Omrim, Kinuyei Kinuyam. Okay, what if it is corrupted language? Slang on top of slang. Okay. So, again, I don't know if this is going to help anyone, but super slang. Okay? Super slang. So the so what if you use a language that is a corrupted language of the corrupted language? So here it's brought down as a machlokas. Beishamei armim kinui kinuyim asurim. So in other words, it takes effect. It has chalos. And beisil armim kinui kinuyim mutar. And beisil will say that's mutar. Asur and mutar, by the way, are funny languages to be used over here. In other words, really, the question is it chal or is it not chal? Does it take effect or does it not take effect? Okay. Anyway, but my love, man damer kinuy kinuyim asurim, kasavar kinuyim lashanu mosein. So l'chora, the Gemara says, I know pshat in the machlokas, right? In other words, super corrupted language. So if you subscribe that it's asur, meaning that it's chal, so then what you'll say is that, look, what is it? It's just simply using other languages of other people. So, okay. So, in other words, as long as it's even if it's super slang, but if it's an accepted form of communication, of course it's going to work. I, on the other hand, if you're of the position that it's manufactured language of Chachamim, so then what are you going to say? What you're going to say is, whatever they manufacture is in fact going to be valid, but what if they didn't manufacture it? So then it's not valid. And Ulamanda Amar, Mutarm Kasar Velashon Shabadulam Chachamim. Okay, it sounds like a lovely way to explain the machlokas of Beisham and Beisilo. So the Gemara tries to sidestep. No, the Gemara says maybe not. Kule amakinuim lashanuma saying it could be that both Beisham and Beisilo are of the opinion that's lashanumos, meaning it's just simply other languages. And Beisham savre behani nami mishtai umosu, Beisilo savre behani lo mishtai umos. And then the machlokas of Beisham and Beisilo is that if even though the corrupted languages are not, they're not corrupted languages, it's just other languages that are spoken. And Beisham and Beisil are arguing, so what about a word that's like really slang, even of other languages? Does that have the validity of a, will that have chalos? Will that have an effect? Right? Lahavdil, but like, in other words, right, you're playing these games, Scrabble, Bananagram, whatever, any of these word games. So you play these games and, you know, and the debate always comes out. Is that a word? Is that not a word? Well, let's take a look at the dictionary. Okay, and you know, sometimes you'll find, sometimes you won't find. Okay. To resolve all issues in our house, we have a dictionary readily available, right on the side. Okay, good. So the Gemara is saying that Asher Badulam, right, I know. Asher Badulam Chachamim, meaning, I'm sorry, it's Umos Ha'olam, it's languages of other people, but Beisham and Beisol are arguing, I know, but these corrupted languages, I don't even think they're words. At least that's what Beisilah will tell you. Ibai seima beishamai savre gazrinan. Bikinui kinuyim mishum kinuyim. Beisilah savre lo gazrinan kinui kinuyim mishum kinuyim. Another way to say it is that whether or not we're going to be gozer. Meaning that beishamai will tell you that we're going to be gozer. And Beisilah says, no, there's no need to be gozer. Okay. Two different ways to say over the machlokas Beisham and Beisil, but in other words, they don't have to be arguing along the fault line of the Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish debate. Okay, in other words, we could sidestep that issue. Hechidami kinui kinuim de nadarim. So the Gemara says, okay, examples, please, of the super corrupted language. So the Gemara says, sure. Tani, Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said, I'll give you examples. Mekan namna, and mekan chana, and mekan sana. Okay, good. Okay, examples of super corrupted language for konam. Avehechidami kinuikinum decherim tani, mafsha'a. Took me a while to get this. Mafsha'a is the name of a tana. Which is funny because we're looking at like super corrupted languages and the Gemara quotes a tana that we almost never hear from. Anyway. Charakim, charachim, charafim. Okay? So, good. So those are examples of super corrupted languages as it relates to cherim. And kinui kinuim de nazira, so tani Rav Yosef. Mechazkina, and menazchana, and mafkina. Okay. Ibaizema, mifchazna mai. Mischazna mai, mitazna mai. So the Gemara asks a series of other words that may fall under the category of kinui kinuim. So amalei Ravina le Ravashi, kinama mai konam kamar odilma kinamon besem kamar. So and if let's say for example I say the word kinma, so right, yeah, kinma. So is that konam or is that kinamon besem cinnamon? So amar le Ravach b'rei de Ravachil Ravashi kina mai. What if I say the word kina? So kina shel tarnagolim kamar. Are we talking about a nest? Oh, Dilma, Baloshin Konam. Or maybe no. Maybe it's another version, a dialect of the word Konam, Tibai. So the Gemara says Teku. And by Nadarim, instead of saying the word Teku, we say Tibai, because Nadarim is a slightly different Masechta, with different dialect to it, if you will. Kinui Kinuim de Shavua Hechidami. So the Gemara says, okay, what's super corrupted language of Shavua? So Shivuel, Shivusiel, Shikukael. Okay. Shivuel, Shivuel ben Gershom Mashma. So the Gemara says, well, if you say Shivuel, well, everyone knows that's a name. Now, I say everybody, by the way. I don't include myself in that. Okay, so first time I'm hearing it, but that's fine. In other words, Shivuel is a name. So the Gemara says, Ella, Shivuvael, Shivusiel, Shikukael, Mahu. Okay, the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Correction. I'll give you examples of super corrupted languages for Shivuel. Good. Amar Shmuel. Amar Ashivta. So the lo amar klum. So if you say the word ashivta, it's nothing. In other words, it has no validity. So ashkika lo amar klum. Same thing with ashkika. Karishna lo amar klum. Okay, same for Karishna. Neder b'moi hare elu kinuyim. And with this, we'll conclude today's daf. And what if you're neder b'moi? Now, moi, by the way, is a nickname for Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? Nickname, by the way, again, where's the source for that? Don't know.
In French, they call it Moïse. It's very interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Right. It must have been something along those lines. Okay. Good. So it's a nickname for Moshe Rabbeinu. Wow. So Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer Ha Omer B'Moi Lo Amar Klum B'Mumsa De Amar Moi Hari Elu Kinuim L'Shvua. Ah. So you want to make a kinui for a shvua. So you have to say now. You go back to the Mishnah, right? On the previous Amud, on the Amud Av. In the Amud Aleph, it says Noder Bimoi. So that is that's slang for making a shvua, right? That's an acceptable slang for shvua. So what the Gemara says is the following: you have to say Noder Bimoi and not just simply Bimoi. Okay. The Ron explains. It's the last run on our on our daf. Sorry, it's the last run on our sugya. So he actually offers two pshatim over here, but I'm just going to go through the first pshat of the Ron. Hachi Perusho. Meaning, I'm telling you, pshat in the Mishnah. Pshat in the Mishnah is, you didn't say the word moi by itself, but ela da'amar bimumsa da'amar moi. You have to say, specifically, the shvua that was uttered by Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, Moshe fled Mitzrayim, right? He was involved in scandal. All right, he murdered somebody for good reason. Then he had to leave, and so he went to Midian. And so what did he? Everyone here knows the story. So he finds his new wife, and he finds his new father-in-law, and he lives with him. And vayol Moshe l'shevet sasish, and he makes a shvua. Right, then I'll stay here for a while, 40 years. Okay, fine. Umishum hachi tana neder b'moi di ilu amar shvua. Shikuka b'moi hayabashma. Damer b'moi b'lachud. So in other words, so as much as you're referencing Moshe, that in of itself doesn't mean anything. I reference Moshe, great. You have to reference the shvua that was made by Moshe, meaning you're using a kinui, right, a slang language that references the shvua, so you can't say the word Moshe by itself. That doesn't mean, that's not slang for shvua. You have to say specifically, you know the kind of shvua that Moshe made. So now you could say, this is funny, you could say neder b'moi, meaning even though it's a shvua, but still that's good. Meaning you're referencing, you know what Moshe did when he was by his new father-in-law? That's what I want to do. Oh, okay, good. That works. But the word b'moi by itself, meaning just referencing Moshe Rabbeinu, by itself doesn't mean anything. Okay, the Ran also offers another pshat as well, but we'll leave it at that. And we finish the daf. Okay, let's quickly review, let's recap. Two halves of today's daf. First half of today's daf, we go back to yesterday's Mishnah on Testament Aleph. The Mishnah says, making an eder, not best practice. Making an edava, best practice. Who's the author of our Mishnah? So in yesterday's daf, we asked that question. The answer we gave in yesterday's daf was Rebbe Meir. Today's daf, Ibai Zema, we gave a new answer. And that is, it's Rebbe Yehuda. Good. And with a distinction, same distinction we made yesterday. But now we just made it in Rebbe Yehuda, the difference between neder and edava. Neder, not a full commitment. Nedava, a full commitment. Okay, how does that play out in Karbanos? Good, we said over Pshat. How does it work over by Nazir? We also said a Pshat as well. Okay, good. And that was the first half of today's daf. Second half of today's daf is Kinuyim. We started the Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah over there goes over the idea that instead of saying the word Karban, you're using words that are slang. Slang language, which is acceptable. It's acceptable replacement. Not only acceptable replacement, but what we learned in today's daf really is that it's actually better. Better to use the slang language than to use the actual word carbon itself. Now, why should that be? Well, before we get to the why. No, I'm sorry. Let's start off with why. Why should that be? No. Other way around. First, the machlok is between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So what is it? What are these words that our Mishnah is using? Instead of carbon, what we're using the word konam. And many other replacement words that are acceptable. So what is that? So that's the basic machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan will tell you, umosa olam. There are other languages. Okay? Unidentified other languages, but there are other languages. So that's Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish says no. They are manufactured languages. Chazal made up a language. So that what? So that's it. So that what we shouldn't do is we shouldn't say the word carbon Lashem. It runs the risk of saying Shem Shaman Levatala. Good. And then for the rest of today's daf, we entertain the idea that this machlokes Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish is really a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Gemara says, I'm not sure if I'm convinced by that. And then finally, in today's daf, what about languages that are corruptions of corrupted languages? Right? Super corrupted languages. Does that work? The Gemara brings down machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, but basically it doesn't work. Meaning, like we fall like Beis Hillel. It doesn't work. What are examples? And on the Amud Beis, the Gemara gave us a complement of examples.